Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Reviews. And I am so excited to bring you this episode today. As you could probably see, if you are over here on our YouTube channel, we are going to be talking about the newest Predator movie, Predator Badlands. And I honestly, I try to not really watch a lot of the prep stuff coming into movies and a whole lot. It's like I'd seen bits and pieces of one of the trailers and I'd heard some stuff about the direction that they were going with the movie. And I am so glad to report that that is not what happened with the storyline and everything with this. Is they were, some of the initial stuff that I had heard was that they were going to be going really woke with one of the characters here. And I'm so glad that that was not, in fact, the case. This one really surprised me in a lot of different ways. The predator creatures, the other creatures that they interact with, the story as a whole. And of course, you know me, no spoilers ever, nothing even close to a spoiler here. But this one just really kind of surprised me in amazing ways. And I love it when a movie can just really kind of catch me off guard like that. I do want to go ahead and jump in here with the trailer. I kind of forgot a step on this, so bear with me here for just a second. I am so sorry on this. I always say I don't over-edit these, and I always want to stay true to that. So let's jump in with this. That part just freaks me out. Ugh. I don't care what alien movie or any type of movie thing that I'm watching with that. Anything, anytime the stuff goes like into the head, into the brain, just that, it just always gives it the eebie-jeebies.
So this is your first hunt. Come to the most dangerous planet in the universe.
Now, you're probably noticing from the scenery and some of the other things that are happening here in the movie that there are some very similar creatures to some other big name movies. And yeah, we'll get a little bit more into that. Ooh.
You're after a creature that can't be killed. The definitive apex predator.
I could help you.
Well, good luck with your journey.
And something that I really did not expect in this one is that there's a lot of humor. I've never imagined myself laughing at a Predator movie. And I always say if I laugh at a horror movie, that kills the score right there. But these are not meant to be like horror movies. They're meant to be more adventure type films. And that's really what this one tries to be. Though, without giving too much away, I am giving this a guilty rating because some of the scenes are a little intense.
You're not the predator. You're the prey.
Mutators!
Be alone in this hunt.
Now getting back over here to this, I do want to share kind of what I did. This is what you see here on the side is the Badlands poster, and I want to show you what I did to the podcast image. Now you'll notice how it says Predator Badlands at the bottom and the whole graphic and everything of that, but let me show you what I did with that. So I kind of changed up Predator Badlands a little bit. I was noticing that it's maybe a little bit hard to see, but I kind of didn't want to obscure too much of the graphic itself with shrinking it down like this. So if you do get a chance to come over here and check out our video stream, if you are listening to the audio version, I invite you to come over, check it out, and let me know what you think. But kind of getting back to the movie, what you have with the Yauja, and that's the predator, what we know as predators, they're the Yauja, is I guess the term for their species. And they have a coming of age once they begin to get of age, and they have to go out and do their first hunt. And so in the beginning of the movie, you see this collection of skulls, and it's kind of the collection from their group of people, from their clan that they have, and it's the collection. They have like a human skull, and they have a dinosaur skull, and they have all these other types of skulls on there. And you're like, okay, so where's this movie going? And then there is a bit of a family thing that kind of goes on, and it leaves this particular predator character, who is Dak, to go out and hunt his first, pretty much get his first kill and bring it home. And he chooses the most dangerous creature that even exists. It's a creature that cannot be killed. Now, you may be wondering, but what kind of a creature is that? Well, that is the Kalisk. And the Kalisk is this, if you could picture the dragon from the, like Alpha Dragon from How to Train Your Dragon, mixed with the Langoliers from Stephen King, mixed with some pretty much the grossest, goriest creatures you could imagine, but with the sweetest face. It's got like this cute little, like, the face is almost like the face of a pug. So it's a really cute little face. And you're probably thinking, oh, that doesn't make any sense as a creature. And it kind of doesn't make sense as a creature, but this thing is, it's intense. And of course, as you probably saw, if you were watching the trailer here with me, Elle Fanning is the main character in this, but she's actually two characters. I couldn't help but think to myself while the movie is playing on, it's like, okay, does she get twice the pace and she's playing two different characters? Is that how that works? Or kind of what goes on? And one of the characters is basically a tool for Dak, and the other character isn't, let's put it that way. The other character works for Mother, and you'll find out who Mother is if you watch the movie. I won't give it away. Actually, they're both kind of working for Mother, but the one decides to go away from Mother. And this, the one that's a tool for Dak, they quickly realize that they're not friends. They're not anything other than tools for each other. She's a tool for him. He's a tool for her. So they're literally using each other. And she has come to adapt and survive on this planet where they are, of where the Kalisk is. And obviously he's brand new to the planet. And basically, Dak is, no better really way to put it than a teenager. And so he's trying to figure out who he is. He's trying to complete his mission to prove he's a man to the other, to the Taleks of his group. And it's, there's so much that's going on, so much interaction with the environment, so many of these fights and these environments that are something like Avatar meets Jurassic Park for some of these creatures. And there's so much that's happening. And when the story is finally coming to its apex point, you realize that the people and creatures and beings that they're fighting it's not as simple as predator and prey. And she's trying to explain to him about the difference, like a wolf pack, how you have the alpha, and the alpha isn't necessarily the one that does the most killing, but it's the one that keeps the clan safe more so. And so there's other wolves that do the killing. And she's trying to explain that to him, and that, without giving too much away, that kind of plays into the story. Now, obviously, he's a predator, so you know, I mean, things are going to go down and things are going to be gory. And there's scenes that will definitely just leave you reeling a little bit just because of the level of gore. But I mean, it's a predator movie. If it didn't have that, I'd almost be worried about it at least a little bit. And when he finally presents his kill to the elder in his group and establishes himself as one of the tribe of the of his people. It doesn't go down as you would imagine. And then there is a bonus thing that happens at the end of the story that literally left me agape. I'm like, it just totally blew me away story-wise. And it leads into that there is, I really hope at least that there's going to be more to this story. I'm excited to see where they go from here and how the clan comes to work together in a new way. And it, like I said, it's unlike any Predator movie you've really ever seen before, but it is done exceptionally well. Now, I'm going to kind of break my own rule a little bit here, and I'm going to tell you what I personally thought about the movie before I give you the Deputy score. Now, Deputy-wise, I am giving this movie a guilty rating. There's just some intense graphic scenes that just might be a little much for younger viewers. Nothing like overly gory or overly, but just enough where it's kind of scary. And then there's, if you're an animation fan at all, there's even some references to like Rick and Morty type adventures that are going on here. This movie, I will say, it's a ways from original. It takes a lot of inspiration from other movies, as you can see as the story, as you're watching everything unfold and the creatures, you're like, I know where they got that from, or oh, I'd recognize that. That creature's kind of inspired by this, or this is inspired by this, or just kind of all of these things happening. And the mech that kind of you could see a little bit of in the trailer, that's one of the Rick and Morty references I'm talking about there. But score-wise, on a personal level, like if I just was not taking the Deputy score into account and just rating this on like a personal level, I would give Predator Badlands an 8 out of a 10. But the fact that the lack of originality, but the strength of the story and the fact of where they carry this to and the fact that it leads to more without leaving you going. And for those who couldn't see me, it's kind of like that, the question face of like, what are they doing? This doesn't make any sense. At no point in the story do you feel like that. It builds upon itself and it keeps building, like I said, until you hit that apex point. And then it leads into that there could be more to the story. And so I'm like, okay, chomping at the bit. I'm like, okay, when is the next one coming out? It's like, I already want the date of the next one. I already want to know what's kind of happening with that. But score-wise, you're probably wondering where I ended up. Like I said, just because of the lack of originality, because there's just a few things with the flaws of kind of how this is done, how it was put together. Just trying to figure out a way to put this without giving any spoilers. Just, I can't find flaws with the flow of the story, but there's definitely flaws with other pieces of this, but not significantly enough that it's distracting from the story. So, Deputy score-wise, we are coming in on Predator Badlands at a 6.75 out of 10 on the Deputy scale, because it's definitely memorable. It's a good story. There's some questionable content, but there's also some flaws too. So if you are looking for a recommendation for a movie, I do actually highly recommend Predator Badlands, especially if you're familiar with the other Predator movies. Now, with the Predator movies, we've had highs and we've had lows, and you're probably thinking, but where are those reviews at? Well, I have to kind of admit something, and this is kind of embarrassing. I'm familiar with the first Predator movie, Arnold Schwarzenegger style, 1987. That was the first one. And then the Predator movie that came out in like 2018, The Predator is the title of that one. Those are the only other two Predator movies I've reviewed. I didn't realize until recently that there were all these other Predator movies. And I remember when Prey came out, and I'm not sure why I never got around to reviewing that one, but I don't think I even realized that that was a Predator movie until recently. So I will be posting some of those new ones up in the next couple weeks. And so you will see, or they're not necessarily new, they're newer to me, but I will be getting those up as well. So, but where I ended up with this one is a 6.75 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. So, as always, this is an adventure. Make sure and check out this adventure, as it's worth it. It really is. And if you have a chance to see it in like the Ultra Screen, the DLX, like where you get the Dolby Atmos sound, everything, there is just so much just intense that will just take you by surprise. So like I said, it's always, it's an adventure. And I will be back tomorrow with another movie that came out this weekend, Sarah's Oil. So be sure to come back tomorrow for that. And I will see you soon. Bye-bye.